Okay, the boys say today's daf is daf Zayin. We're starting the second line from the top of the Yomid, Omer Rebavo. And the Gemara begins telling us about the wonders of rain that HaKadosh Baruch Hu blesses us with and tells us that we should appreciate the rain. Omer Rebavo, God will make Shaman, Mitchias and Mason. When it rains, it's even a greater day than the eventual day when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to resurrect the dead. The Ilo Tchias and Mason, the Tzadikim. Tchias and Mason will only be for the Tzadikim. Those that are Rishoyim are not going to be Zocha to Tchias HaMesim. V'ilu Gisham Ben HaTzadikim and Rishoyim. Whenever it rains for everybody. Everybody has the benefit of the food that grows as a result of the rain. So therefore it's even greater. Upligid Rav Yosef, however, this argues with Rav Yosef, the Amr of Yosef, Mitoich Shehi Shekula Tchias HaMesim, since the inyan of rain is Shokul. Shokul means it's on the same Madrega. Reb Shloimeh, we're on the 4th, 5th line at the top of Daf Zayin, 4th, 5th line. Because of the fact that Yom HaGshamim is just like, the word Shokul means it's equated, it's on the same level as Tchias HaMesim. Kavua b'Tchias HaMesim. So therefore the machlokus between Reb Avo and Reb Yosef is really in terms of degree. Where Rav Avo said that Yom HaGshamim is greater than Tchias HaMesim, Rav Yosef says they're not greater, but it's on the same level as Tchias HaMesim. Both of those, of course, are very emphatic, very strong statements. Appreciate the rain. What is, in fact, the connection between Tchias HaMesim and rain? For that matter, you remember back on Daf Beis, we said that Kadosh Baruch Hu gives out all of his keys, except for the three, for the Geshem, for the Chaya, and for Tchias HaMesim. Each one of those keys and each one of those three inyanim is talking about the basic life that a Kadosh Baruch Hu gives on this world. Chaya, every time a child is born. Geshem, you wouldn't be able to exist in this world if you didn't have water. Water is the basic building block of everything. And finally, Tchias HaMesim, that's the future Chayas. Anything having to do with basically giving life to B'nei Adam, that's all in the hands of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what these two, Rav Avo and Rav Yosef, are saying, that they're both Tchias HaMesim, resurrecting the dead and bringing Chayas to them, as well as giving Chiyus to all the people that are living now by giving them water, to either the same level or even greater than the inyan of Tchias HaMesim. Am Rav Yehuda, Godol Yemak Shom Kiyum Shenitna by Torah. The day of rain is as great as the day that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah Shenema, Yarev Kamot Alikhi, Tizal Katal Imrosi, Posik in Ha'azinu, Yarev Kamot Alikhi, Kadosh Baruch Hu causes the Lekach to be like the pouring or the dripping of rain. Yarev means the drips or the flow of rain, is Likhi, my Lekach. So the word lekach therefore is synonymous with the union of Torah, and therefore what the pasuk is telling us is yarev kamatar likhi. I'm going to give my Torah the same way that I give gshamim, that I give matar. Rav Amar Yoisim Yom Shinit Nebo Torah. The day that it rains is even greater than the day of Har Sinai, of Matan Torah. Shnema Yarev Kamot Likhi. Mi Nitla V'mi. Which one is dependent on the other? What does it mean, which one is dependent? Since the Torah is comparing the Lekach, meaning the Torah, to the Matar, it means we start off with the Matar as being the major example, and we're saying Lekach is similar to it. Therefore the Torah is being compared to the Gadol, to the Matar. So we see the giving of Matar is even greater than the giving of the Torah. Rabbi Rami, Rabbi asks a Sirach, Zip, in the very same pasuk it says, Yarev Kamat Alikhi, Tizal Katal Imrasi. Yarev Kamat Alikhi, my Lekach, my Torah is going to be like the dropping, the dripping of the rain. Uksiv Tizal Katal Imrasi, that my Imra, again referring to the Torah, is going to flow like the Tal, like the dew. So Freyti Mora, or Freytach Rava, Im Tamar Chochem. So what's the Kasha? Here it says it's like Matar, and here it says like Tal. So you're going to say, well, okay, well, those two are, you know, basically synonymous. In a sense, yes. On the other hand, we had in the Gemara before that Tal is Loi Netzar. Tal is at all times, never stop, like the Maaseh of the Yohanavi. We spoke about Tal the Bracha, Tal Sheinet the Bracha. But Tal is always there. Masha'en Kein Matar, as we know it, you can have seasons where there is very little rain, or Chas HaShom, no rain at all. or the Yechidim have to start preparing to go and fast, because there's no rain. So we see that Tal has a mala that Mutter doesn't have. Moreover, the Gemara says that Tal is something that everybody enjoys and loves, because it's not a nuisance, to the contrary. Tal is very, very pleasant. It's just a small layer of dew. Masha Enki, when you're talking about rain, sometimes people don't want it to rain, especially if they're in traffic and it's a pouring rain. People say, halavai, no rain, and then Barry's going to remind us it's full of Yom Kippur, and then Hanina Bandoisa, etc. But the point is that Tal, in a sense, is more favorable than Matar. So which one is the Torah like? Is it like Tal? Is it like Matar? That's the Sira Freit Rava. Zotimar in Talmud Chochem Hogan Hu Kital. If he's a Talmud Chochem Hogan, in other words, the person that is learning Torah, the person that is teaching the Torah, if he happens to be a Talmud Chochem Hogan, a proper Talmud Chochem, then he's Kital. Then it's all pleasant, and it's fine, this is good, and everything is great. The Amlav, if Chas Shalom is not a Talmud Chacham Hagen, in other words, he's Ashtek Lapi Koyres, then Arpeyu Kemotar, then you should go and Arpeyu. The Lashon Arpeyu, says Rashi, means Hargehu. Chas Shalom to go and kill. The Gemara is going to go and bring a Rai in another couple of minutes, a couple of lines, from the Orfu Shomes Egla Banochal, Legarbe the Egla Arufa. So the word over here, Yaroif, is similar to the Egla Arufa. So there means also, Chas Shalom, if he's not Roy to be a Talmud Chacham, or pay your kamotar, then go and chasashom kill him. Just like motar can be a drastic, it can be a heavy duty rain, as opposed to this nice idle top.
Can I ask you a question, please?
You can ask up to three.
I only have one. But if a place has a where there's no rain, but they will still get dew.
According to what the Gemara said a few days ago, dew never stops. You get the dew every single day of the year, 365 days a year, 24/7. Well, not 24/7. You usually get it early in the morning hours, and that's there every single day. I can only tell you that when we are out in the country, in the bungalows, every morning we walk out. If you walk on the path, your shoes are dry. If you walk on the grass, they are always wet. No matter what, even yesterday, the day before, could have been 98 degrees. You walk in the grass in the morning, it's always wet from the dew. Tanya Hari Bermil, Kolo Isik Batreira Lishma, Kirosei Nazis Le Samchayim. Whoever learns Torah Lishma, the Torah becomes for him a Samchayim, a potion of life. Shenema Eitz Chayim Hilamatzikimba. Vo'oimer Rifus Tihi Lishorecha. The word rifus means like a lashon refuah, a remedy, a medicine. Sharecha is referring to the navel. And therefore, those psukim over there are referring to the Torah. So the Torah is a samchayim. It's like a very potent, strong medicine to go and give life. Va'omer, ki moitzi motzachayim. That's if a person learns Torah lishma. It could be a terrible poison. Shenemar, like the pasuk that we just quoted a moment ago. That's probably what Rashi was relying on when he said hargeil. How do I know arifa is hariga? Shenemar, where you have to decapitate the egla, that obviously kills the egla. And therefore, that's what the pasuk is referring to. If it's shloi lishma, then in arifa el hariga. Now the question is, how do you define the words learning Torah lishma and Torah shloi lishma? So Rashi says that Torah lishma means to learn it l'shem Hashem v'loy li kedei lihikoris Rebbe. Rashi is about 15 lines from the top of the Amud where it says lishma mishem kasher tzivani Hashem l'koy. The reason why I'm learning is because the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave me the mitzvah to learn. And that's why I'm doing it. I want to go and fulfill and observe the Kodesh Baruch Hu's mitzvahs. For like today, the Kodesh Rebbe, not that people should go around and say, you do a lishma, because that's what the Kodesh Baruch Hu told us. And therefore, on the first side, the first tzad that the Gemara was telling us, that Rabbano says in this brisa, that a person learned Tzor lishma, Tzor is samchayim, it's like a wonderful medicine, it's a wonderful remedy, it's his gishmak, it gives chayas, it gives chiyos. That's all tremendous. But the other side where it says, that's a very strong term. It means, chas v'shalom, he's learning it's going to be our poison. Chalila, he's going to go and die. just because he did it l'shem l'yikores Rebbe, he should be chas v'shalom. There should be a sama mavas. So in fact, the top Tosis is bothered by this, and Tosis brings another famous Gemara, where the Gemara says in Psachim and elsewhere, v'olim yasek odem b'toyra l'toyra b'toyra afal gav she'en l'shma she'metor shaloi g'shma b'lishma. When you start learning Torah, some people, when they start learning, they say, I want to do it because I want to get a degree. I want to get a PhD in Talmudics. Or I want to be known throughout the world as a rabbi, a chief rabbi, a grand rabbi, a rabbi Goen, a rabbi Eloi. So maybe that's the reason why he's learning. Says the Gemara Pesachim, that's okay. Ba'olam Yasek, Filish Elishma, because once you get into the Masikos, the beauty, the sweetness of the Torah, you're going to abandon all of your ideas about being called the Grand Rabbi, and then you're going to learn Lishma. It's so gewaldic learning. Ah! Azoy Gishmak. Azoy Bazoy. So you see, Shalei Lishma is initially gefährlich. Why does the Gemara say that Chas Shalom Nasas Lishma Moves? We should encourage people to come in and learn Shalei Lishma. One of our most distinguished members asks every single day, please come in, and we're starting immediately. And another very distinguished Gabbai told us how Gishmak it is, the best reception, the refreshments, and the best Chevra, and the best Gemaras, and all the rest. Even though people are coming in and Shaloi Lishma, I'm coming in for the refreshments, I'm coming in for the Chevra. That's okay. Come Shaloi Lishma, Shemitah Shaloi Lishma, Bo Lishma. If that's the case, why does he want to say some of us? So, Hesef Yishloimar. The trei shalei lishma have the two dinim, say the briskers, the two different types of shalei lishma. That what? Mashem rinu l'olam yasek b'toyah filu shalei lishma. Haynu keloimar kidei sheyikori rabbi. That a person wants to get a status that afterwards everybody should say, oh, he's a talmid chacham. Oh, he's learning. Blah, blah, blah. Oy kidei sheyichadu. He should always get shishi. Even during the week, he wants to get shishi. Umashem rinu hacha kolayis b'toyah shalei lishma nasli samamavis haynu mishaloi made lekanter chas v'shalom. A person who wants to go and learn the kanter, that means I hear the rabbi every week. I don't believe anything that he says. I think whatever he says is stupidity. I'm going to go and show him. I'm going to learn Gan Shas just like him, and I'm going to disprove him every single time he doesn't know what he's talking about. Shasim and marriage and ta-ba-ba-ba. Oh, for them, Chas v'Shalom, that's considered the counter. That's the Shalei Lishma of our Gemara, Chas v'Shalom of the Sam Hamavis. The question is, what does Rashi hold? Legabi Ho'oisik B'Torah Shalei Lishma. Because Rashi only explains Ho'oisik B'Torah Lishma. What is that? To learn Kasher Tzivani Hashem Likoi V'loi Likoreis Rebbe. What would Rashi hold up Shaloi Lishma? Does he mean Taka the flip side? K'dei Likoreis Rebbe? But if that's the case, you would have Toises as Kasher. Or maybe Rashi also agrees with Toises. Lishma means to go and learn a Taka in Gansa Lishma 1000%, not to have any titles and not to have any rabbis and not to have any degrees, just to go and learn Taka Lishma. But it could be the Rashi holds Shaloi Lishma is like Toises, K'dei Lekanter, and therefore you would have then three categories. You'd have the total Lishma of a person who's learning totally Kasher Tzivani Hashem Alikoi. You have the other extreme, a person who's not learning because Hashem says he should learn, but rather the Kanter to go and show that all the other professors and rabbis and Talmid Chacham are all a bunch of idiots, and I'm the only one that really knows he's a clear the Kanter guy, that everybody agrees to the Sama Mavis, and then you have that middle category of it's Kedei Likoreis Rebbe, so it's not totally Lishma, but on the other hand, it's not the terrible Shaloi Lishma of our Gemara. It's one of those Lishmas of the Shaloi Lishma that hopefully will bow Lishma, that eventually he'll see the Mesikus HaTorah and learn it Lishma. Anyway, back to the Gemara. Omale Reb Yemele Reb Zeira. We're about 7-8 lines before the first wide lines. Omale Reb Yemele Reb Zeira, Lising Mar Listening. Please, Reb Zeira, give us a share. We want to hear Torah from you. Unfortunately, I'm not feeling well today, and I'm really not up to giving a share. Okay, if you can't say a share ba'alocha, metapilpul, metkashis, and terutzim, at least say apsedvar agoda. A person is compared to an eitzasoda, like a tree out in the field. Come on, that person is a person, and a tree is a tree. El mishum lechsev ki mimenu soicha vi oisa leisichreis. Uksev oisa sashchis decharata. You have two psukim back to back. One pasuk says ki mimenu soicha, if you're talking about an eitz machal hu, you're going to eat from it. Oisa leisichreis. You're not allowed to cut down a fruit tree. Uksev, but next pasuk says if it's a regular tree, which is not a fruit tree, oisa sashchis decharata, that you're allowed to go and cut. So how do these two psukim work hand in hand? Hakeitzah in Talmud Chacham Hanganus, and that's what the pasuk is telling us. Ki Adam Eitz Asada, a person is compared to a tree. What type of tree? If the Amzi Talmud Chacham Hanganu Menos Soichav Yoseh Leisichreis, that he becomes like the Eitz Machol, that you let a banor from him, listen to his Torah, eat up his Torah, and Leisichreis Chasishon. The Imlav Chasishon is not a Talmud Chacham Hanganu. He's an Apikoyis type. Oisisash the Charot to forget. That type, you should cut him down because he's not roy to go and teach type. Omer Reb Chama bir Reb Chanina, not Omer Reb Chanina bir Reb Chanina. So he says, right? Yeah, Reb Chanina might have said the posse. Barzel ba barzel yachad. Barzel ba barzel yachad means you take two pieces of iron and you go and scrape one against the other, sharpen one against the other. And specifically, we don't really mean a piece of iron; we really mean an iron knife. If you want to go and sharpen the knife, you take the knives and you go and sharpen one against the other. So what's the embarzu bazi achad zishtei in posik in mishlei loy melechol mabarzu ze echad mechad is chaveray. Just like you want to sharpen a knife, you go and you do it by sharpening against the blade of a second knife. Afnei tamid chum mechad ze ze balocha. Two tamid chum, they're learning together. They will sharpen the wits and the understanding of the other individual. So therefore, what the Gemara is telling us is you should preferably always learn bechavrusa, not learn on your own. Om Rabbah Bachana. We have another pasuk in Yirmiyah. Shenemar haloi koi dvuri, not dvorai, but dvari keish no mashem ukepatish yefoitzet sela. So what is it that pasuk telling us? That the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are like fire. So in which respect are they like fire? Just like if you want to make a bonfire, you cannot make it from a single piece of wood. You cannot have the return just from a single piece of wood. Or in this case, not a piece of wood, but one individual. You have to have multiple individuals learning together. Just like you want to make a bonfire, you have to have two or three logs together. You light them up, makes a nice fire. Here too, you want to go and learn Torah, you have to have two or three Yidden learning together, Zalan Fayadik, not, it shouldn't be learning. Finally, Yom Rav Yosef Bechanina, Maidach Sivis and the Fosik, Cherv Alabadim and Ya'alu. The word Ya'alu means to become foolish, become stupid. It's Cherv Alabadim and Ya'alu, Cherv Al Sanein Shal Tvid Chacham. The Fosik is using a very strong term. The word Cherv means, of course, a sword. Seinem Shlotumin Chacham is a euphemistic term. It's Veloshin Tzaginar Chas Hasholim a Cherev, a sword against Talmid Chachamim. Sheoyskin Bad BeBad BeTorah, that are learning individually. The word Bad means one stem at a time. We had Bad Legabe Hadasim and Arovais, that you have Ola Echad BeBad Echad. So if they're learning each one Livad, the word Bad and Livad are connected etymologically. Anyway, v'lo yoyd elishim etapshin. So first of all, cherev al sein shomtin mechom shalishim bad bevad betoyed. If they're learning separately, chas v'sholem, they're deserving chulila of the sword. V'lo yoyd, but even besides that, elishim etapshin, that chas v'sholem, they all become tipshin, they become stupid. Shenema v'nayalu. The word v'nayalu comes from the word ivelis, meaning a person that who's not smart, a person who's stupid. By learning individually, not learning together, it's a chait. Ksiv hocha v'nayalu, ksiv hosam asher ne'alnu v'asher chatonu. So just like v'asher chatonu is loshen chait, ne'alnu also has a loshen of chait in it. So you're not only becoming stupid, you're also sinning. V'boi say ne'ocha, I have another posik in Yishai, and ne'alu sorei tzoyan, v'hisu es mitzroin. That the sorei tzoyan became stupid, and therefore they cause the Mitzrayim to go astray. If you're stupid, then I ask you for directions. How do I go from here to New Jersey? And he gives me directions to go from here to New Hampshire. So both of them start off with the word new. New, but if you give me the wrong directions, then obviously I'm going to go astray. So if it's stupid, it's a Gaidish. Why is Dibrei Torah Nimshul Ke'et Shenema Eitz Chayim Hila Machsil Kimbo? What's the parallel to the word eitz? Just like when you want to start a fire, you have to start with a small kindle wood, the small little twigs. Then you can go and burn a beautiful large fire. It's the young ones that they own sharpen the wits and the understanding and the learning of the gedolim. Rabbi Chanina said about himself, I learned tons from my rebbes. And from my chaverim, from my chavrusis, I learned even more. From my talmidim, he learned even more than that. And it's all quite straightforward, because if you have ketanim, says Rashi, the she'alin kol sho'a, youngsters who are learning in the share, they're constantly asking questions. And by they're asking questions, then the one that's giving the share, he has to start thinking, hey, you know what? It never occurred to me. He's right. Talking good to Kasha. Oh, Toises has this Kasha. Rashi has this Kasha. Etc., etc. So therefore, that sharpens the wits, and that's why Talmid Yosef Mikula. And that's the Indian of the Eitz Chaim He, that the Eitz Katan, Mavlik Es Ha Gozo. Zogimar Vait, Reb Chanina Bapapa. It's interesting, we have a lot of Reb Chaninas here on this Omid. If you start on the fifth wide line, we had Reb Yosef Bar Chanina, and then just we just said behind the Omer Reb Chanina, and now we have Reb Chanina Bar Papa says, and then we're going to have shortly, and then skip two lines, you can have Reb Chanina Bar Choma, a whole bunch of Reb Chaninas. I don't know whether it's intentional or not, but it's, at least it's interesting. You have a lot of Reb Chaninas within these few short lines.
Reb Chanina Mendoza coming up soon, right?
That coming up soon, but not on this Omer, not on this plot. Yet Shem a few blood from now. But anyway, the Gemara continues on. Reb Chanina Bar Papa Rami. Ksiv said in the pasuk, "Likras tzomei heisoyumoyim." If you have a person who is tzomei, tzomei means he is thirsty. Heisoyumoyim, you bring water to him. Ksiv, I call tzomei lechilamoyim. Whoever is thirsty, let him go to the water. So, in other words, the first pasuk says he's thirsty, bring him. The other pasuk says, if he's thirsty, lead him, show him where the water is. But you don't have to bring him the water; let him go on his own. So, chastir. Im talmid hogim hu, if he's a talmid hogim, he's worthy that we should be makariv him and that we should go and have him join us. So then you want to entice him and you go and incentivize him by bringing the water. And they come to, now here's the water. The Eloi, however, if you see that he's not a talmid hogim, then you don't have to go out of your way to try to encourage him to come. If he decides to come, he's entitled. But otherwise, let him do his own thing. Reb Chanina Bar Ruchama. The next Reb Chanina. Rami Ksiv Chad Chastira. Yifutsu Manisecha Chutza. Ksiv Yu Lechol Avadcha. One pasuk says that your Mayonois, Mayonois means your springs, and here we mean well springs of knowledge and of wisdom and of Torah, Yifutsu, you want to go and scatter them and spread them among, out in the world. Ksiv, the other pasuk says Yu Lechol Avadcha. Keep them to yourself. Make up your mind. If he's a Talmud Chacham Hogun, that he is worthy and proper, then allow him to go and spread his knowledge and his wisdom with others. Then keep it to yourself, mister. I don't need to hear what you have to say. And we have yet another Om Reb Chanina Bar Idi, another Reb Chanina. Why is Torah compared to Mayim that we say that a person who is thirsty, we don't mean, according to this drash, we don't mean literally thirsty for water, but that he's thirsty for spiritual water, meaning the Torah. Why is Torah compared to water? They're just like water. It flows downwards. You'll never find a stream flowing upwards. When you have waterfalls, can you imagine seeing waterfalls where the water is not falling, but the water is going up? Boy, that would really be a wonder to go and see. So water always goes down, not up. You can only have a real kim the Torah if you conduct yourself with humility and modesty, not if you are a pompous, arrogant individual. Not only the mayan that we just had, but also b'yayin u'b'cholot, also to wine and to milk. Tichsiv, it says in the pasuk, "I call some of the chulam mayim." We just had that. Uksiv lechu shivru ve'echlo, lechu shivru b'lechesu b'bloim mechir yayin v'cholov. The pasuk in Yishai is telling us, go out and buy without having to pay money, without having to set a price. Yayin v'cholov, wine and milk. Really, you can go and buy wine and milk for free. Loyim lechom mashloisha mashken alolu ein meskayim alapachish bekelim avde retoyim meskayim alapim b'shudat oishafel. So the pasuk, the pshat in the pasuk, even before we get to mashloisha mashken alolu, is by the fact that the pasuk tells us go and buy wine and milk without having to pay for it. Says Rashi, then obviously it's referring to the Torah, because Torah is something that you don't have to go and pay for. It's wisdom. It's not yayin v'cholov that you have to go to the grocery store and buy wine and buy milk. In fact, a person who's teaching Torah is not supposed to go and charge for his teaching. The only heter that they're allowed to go and get paid is because of the Zman Bittul, otherwise the Batul Mamalacha. Every Rebbe who teaches Torah in a yeshiva, in a cheder, or wherever, the only heter that he's allowed to go and accept a salary is not for the actual teaching. It's for refraining from doing something else, from working with the computers, from working in an office. So they're working in the fields. So you don't charge, so to speak, for the Torah. That's what he's saying in this pasuk, that Torah is therefore compared to water, wine, and milk. So why is the taka compared to those? If you want to have a kelim, it's got to be in kelim which are, relatively speaking, inexpensive. The return is also only mikuyim in a person that conducts himself with humility. What do you mean the pachash of kelim? The case of Shub and Chananya, a very, very famous Gemara, that the daughter of the Kaiser spoke to Shub and Chananya. Now, why was the daughter of the Kaiser speaking to Shub ben Chananya? So there's a famous Gemara Masechtis Chagiga, where the Gemara in Chagiga tells us that Shub ben Chananya was the representative of the Jewish people in any debate or disputation that took place in front of the Caesar, in front of the Caesar. Where is that Gemara Masechtis Chagiga? It's towards the beginning. The Gemara on in the Masechtis Chagiga, where when you get to it, you'll see on the first wide line, Hey Amud Beis, Rabbi Shuv and Chananya have a koy be Kesar. Rabbi Shuv and Chananya was in front of the Kesar. Ach vilei hahu apikorisa amagadrinu marli apimine. So it was a Hey Amud Beis, mainly the first of the narrow wide line. So it was in front of the Caesar. And there was an Abakoyris over there, and he was having with him a dispute, or the fancy medieval term was a disputation. You're learning in Masechta Tanis, we're in Chagiga, all the way at the end. You've got to go 150 pages. It's okay, it's only, you can take a look if you want together with my good friend Barry. Anyway, but the point is that it was a disputation, and they went back and forth, And then, if you look, skip to the first wide line of the widest lines, and you'll see, Yikonicha Nafshe, do you see that first of the widest line? Yikonicha Nafshe, Rishum and Chananya. Rishum and Chananya was about to pass away. Omer Rabban, Rabban say, my Tehavi along the Aprikorsan. Who's going to fight the Aprikorsan the way that you did? Because Rishum and Chananya was so brilliant, he was so wise, that he was the fitting representative of the Jewish people in any one of these disputations. What's going to be? Amlehem of the Eitzri Banam Nisrach HaChachmasim. Kimisha of the Eitzri Banam Nisrach HaChachmasim Shel Umasailam. What he's saying is, you don't have to worry. If there's no longer someone to take my place, then their Chachma will also spoil. Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu makes it Zelu Umazeh Osulikim, like the Gemara explains. The only purpose of bringing this Gemara is to show you Rabbi Shuman Chananya was a frequent flyer in the Beis HaKesar in connection with these types of disputes, and therefore it's very logical that the daughter got to know Rabbi Shuv ben Chananya. Shuv ben Chananya, he was there probably every couple of weeks, every couple of months, whenever they staged these major debates against the Goyim, the Apikorsim, the Christians, whatever it was. And therefore she said to him, you are so brilliant. Why would a Kadosh Baruch Hu create this glorious, majestic wisdom and place it in the Kli Mechor? And what means it's the Kli Mechor? What the Gemara means to say is that Rabbi Shuv ben Chananya was not a handsome individual, but to the contrary, he apparently was an ugly individual. And she said, why would Kadosh Baruch Hu put all of this beautiful, Lahavdil today, you want to go and buy someone a present, sometimes the wrapping and the boxing and all that, the ribbons, beautiful, look more pretty than the what's inside.
Exactly.
So therefore that Gemara is saying over here, it's the other way around. Here the content is so beautiful, there's so much wisdom, there's so much chachma, but Nebuch, it's in an ugly outside structure. Why would a Kodesh Baruch Hu do something like that? So then Mendy reminded me that in fact there's another Gemara in Masechtas Chagiga that perhaps is the reason why Rabbi Shua ben Chananya was so ugly. Not that he was born ugly.
He was a blacksmith, wasn't he?
That's number one. But besides that, the Gemara tells us on the Chof Beis, on the Beis, Mendy sent me in an email last night, Yeshikayach Mendy. Chagiga, same Masecht as we had before. Sorry? No, he never chayla. Well, that's good, it's good workout. So which day to in Chof Beis, Amud Beis, it says towards the top of the Amud that Rabbi Shua ben Hananiah was not happy with a psak of Beis Shammai.
His teeth got black.
So if you look at the second line from the top, Om Rabbi Shua, Boishni b'devreichem Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai, how can you say something like that? I'm ashamed, I'm embarrassed. And then after that, the Gemara justifies what Beis Shammai said after all, and then Rabbi Shua understood. He regretted what he did, and he realized what he did was wrong. So going down about 12, 13 lines from the top of the Omer at the beginning of the line, Holach Rabbi Shua b'nishtateach al kibbi b'shamay. Omar neneisi lochem matzamiz b'shamay. I agree with you, I concede, I acquiesce. Mashtum shulcha, etc. Now skip another line. Omru kol yoma, from that day on, he wanted to have a machila from Beis Shammai for that he had spoken incorrectly and inappropriately. So he was constantly fasting, and now his teeth turned black from the fact that he had poor nutrition. He didn't have any calcium, and he didn't get any whole milk. Anyway, so therefore, and perhaps therefore, that's how he became as ugly as he became. That's what Mendy sent me last night in an email.
David's Shear 7 years ago.
Anyway, so getting back to the Gemara. So the Gemara tells us, Nachamol, that the brat of the case of Shum Chananiah said, so now he responded. Again, you'll see a very, very wise response. He said, Avicha Rami Chamra. Your father, who's the Kesar, he has tons of wine. In which containers does he keep the wine? B'mani de pachra. Does he keep it in mani de pachra? Mani de pachra means earthenware kalim. Amrele. What else you should put in? That's what you did. Yeah, and an earthenware kalim. Amrele atun de chashvisu. Ramu b'mani de hava v'kaspa. He said to her, L'choyra, you and the Besa Kesar are so choshev, it's pasnish to go and keep your wine in Mani de Pachra, which are relatively cheap earthenware kalim. Why wouldn't you go and put it into gold and into silver kalim? And she said, you know what? I never thought of that. Ozali Omele Vavo, she went and said to her father, this great chochma of Rabbi Shua ben Chananya is Rami Lechamra b'mani d'hava v'kaspa. Hitaka transferred the contents of the wine from the earthenware kalim to the gold and silver kalim. The takif, and guess what happened? It all went sour. Also the Amulei, and then they went and told it to him, meaning to the Kesar, this brilliant idea that you had of putting all the wine in gold and in silver, it all went sour. Is Omalach Lebrate? So now the Kesar says to his daughter, Man Omalach Hachi, who gave you this foolish suggestion? Go put it into the gold and the silver. Omalei, so she said, Rabbi Shuba Chananya. Really? Karyu, they called Rabbi Shuba Chananya. Omalei, Amai Amris Lahachi, why did you give such a foolish suggestion? Omalei, Ki Heichidi Omalei, Omri La. Based on what she told me, I gave the parallel and I told her. Meaning that she told me, how could Hakadosh Baruch Hu put this Chachma Mefu'ara Bechli Mechor? So I said, how can you go and put this Yayin Mefu'ar Bechli Mechor? However, don't we find that there are handsome Rabbanim that are also Tamid Chachamim? Exactly. If they would be Sanu. Now, what means Sanu? So the top Rashi says, if you have a Sanu, Oysam Noim Shehem Chachamim. If those handsome people that are Chachamim, if they were Sanu. Sanu is a Russian sinner that they hate. The Tvei Avi Gemiri says Rashi, Efshul No LaHashbul Daiter Bali De Shikcha, and therefore, if you happen to be so handsome, you cannot possibly lower yourself and subjugate yourself to the point that you're going to learn the whole Torah and you remember it. What does the word Sanu mean? So, if you turn back to the Toisus on the Amud Aleph, it's the last Toisus. You have a Sanu Avi Chakimi Tvei Zok Toisus Pirish Im Hoyu Soinim Hayoyfi. If they would look down upon Yoifi about being handsome and then attractive and all that, and they would have a sinner, in other words, a disdain, they would not give that any attention. Then there would be even greater Talmidei Chachamim. Therefore, By the way, the Bach also refers to the Shofar the Yankov, the Vavo. You see at the beginning of this Tosfos, there's a Ches. If you go down to the bottom in the Bach, to the last line of the Bach, Ches Tosfos, Pirushim Hoyu Sainim, Yishim Betzid, it says on the side, Olahai Pirushim Nicha, Mi Shofar the Yankov, the Vavo. Of the Pirush Rashi Kashin. So according to this Pshat, you have a son of, if they would hate the great Yoifi, then they would even be greater. And now we understand the answer by Yankov Avinu and Reb Avoh. So apparently what the Bach is saying, I think it's a little bit cryptic, but I think what he's saying is that neither Yaakov nor Reb Avoh looked and gave any attention to the Inyan of Yoifi, and so therefore they were not necessarily Sainim of Yoifi, but they're not people
that... Different.
Indifferent to Yoifi, and therefore they were talking as great as they were. But those people that want to make sure that they're attractive at all times, those type of people, therefore they're never going to rise to that level. By the way, as we've mentioned many times, whenever you see the Stam Reb Yeshua throughout the Shas, that's Reb Yeshua ben Chananya. In other words, many Mishnayos, you have Machlokes Reb Lezer and Reb Yeshua, Reb Lezer ben Horkenes, and Reb Yeshua is Reb Yeshua ben Chananya. And we looked it up the other day, remember in Nozir, Mendy looked it up. In Nozir, I think it's Daf Nun Zayin Amid Beis, that both the Mefarish, there's no Rashi on Nozir, the Mefarish, and Tosfos both said, it's Stam Reb Yeshua, Reb Yeshua ben Chananya. So, that's the great, great wise man.
In the story in Chulin with the daughter of the Khazar, he has a dialogue with the Bas Khazar, similar conversation, mm-hmm. and she becomes a Metzorah. Pnima.
Ah, good. So he explained why Torah is compared to water and to wine and to milk. To preserve all of those three, you have to put it into, not necessarily a kli machur, but you have to put it into someone who's willing to go and subjugate himself and not be a pompous, arrogant type of individual. So that's why the Torah is compared to those three mashkois. But Dabarachva, there's another pshat. How do they spoil, how do they go bad if you don't give them the proper attention, if you don't properly cover them and put them away in a nice place? After Torah is only forgotten when a person is Mesiach Das. Mesiach Das means that he doesn't constantly focus attention on the Torah. He allows it to just pass by his head and his wisdom and his heart. If he doesn't properly attend to it, then he's going to quickly forget. And when you forget, then you're not going to be a big Talmud Chacham. I think there's another Gersa that says Miyoyim, even greater. Like we said in the Amud Aleph, the comparison is either greater or the same. So what's this with the Aleph? Yeah. Godly Yom Ekshom, Kiyoyim Shenivru. Another pshat is that it's greater than the day that Shemayim Baruch was created. Shenema, Harifu Shemayim Mimal, Ushchokim Yizlu Tzedek, Tiftach Eretz V'Yifru Yesha, Utztoka Tatzmiach, Yachad Ani Hashem Birosif. Hashem says, I, Hashem, created the foregoing. Now it says Birosif, which is a Loshen Yochid, Birosim Loinema El Birosif. Now this pasuk has enumerated so many different things. It's enumerated the Shemayim and the Shchokim and the Eretz. All of these things that Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I created them. So why does it say Brosiv? It says the Gemara, Brosiv is referring to the rain that is produced by the Shemayim. Herifu, we had Herifu's like Yarif Kamot Likhi. That means that Shemayim is going to start raining, Mimal, from up above. Ushchokim Yizlu Tzedek. Not only water will come down, but Tzedek will come down. Tzedek in this case means the basic tzedakah that Kadosh Baruch Hu does, benevolence to the world, to Tiftach Eretz, so that when the water falls down, the world and the earth can prosper, can open up, Riyifu Yesha, the salvation will come and sprout out and will be fruitful. Utztaka Tatzmiach, Ulta Lashon of growing. So all of that is referring to the matter, to the water, and so therefore Kadosh Baruch Hu is proud to say, I was the one that created the water, Barasif. He doesn't talk about the others. It's a siman that Yom HaKshom is even greater than the creation of Shemayim Va'aretz, which were also enumerated in the same pasuk.
How would you translate Shchakim?
Shchakim is one of the seven heavens. Maybe we get to Chagiga, it's one of the seven heavens up above. Amar Voshia, Godly Yom HaKshom Shafil Yeshua Paravarovabai. On the day when it rains, that day is Mesugal for Yeshua, is for salvation. Shinema, Tiftach Eretz. The Yifru Yesha, the same pasuk again, where here Ifu, the water is coming down, the Tiftach Eretz, Yifru Yesha, Yeshua, it has a school of that day. On Tanchum Barchan Eloi, Enik Shem Yodin, came Nimchal Avisen Shal Yisrael. The Kodesh Baruch Hu brings Geshem, when Klal Yisrael atones for its sins, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu is Moichel Klal Yisrael. Shem, it says the pasuk, Tzisa Hashem Hatzecha, Shav Teshvus Yaakov, Nasos Avoy Namecha, Kisisa Kol Chatosim Sel. So what this pasuk is telling is, that when will HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ratzis Hashem Hatzecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the land, the earth, will find favor in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eyes, meaning that Hashem will say, okay, Oretz, you're doing a good job, I'm going to give you water to be able to, that you'll be able to grow and sprout and have nutrition. When Shavtish was Yaakov, Klal Yisrael does tshuva, Lashon of tshuva, then Anos Osa Avoyin HaMechon, Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to be Noisi Avoyin, he's going to carry their sins, Kisisa Chol Chatos Hatzela, cover over all of their sins. So when all of that happens, then Ratzis Hashem Ratzecha, Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to bring the rain. So therefore you see, Enik Shem Yordim, until there's Machilas Avoyinus. Omli Zibi Medihavis Liravina. Reb Ze'iri mid Yehavis. Why does the Gemara refer to Ze'iri from the town of Yehavis? So Rashi says because there was another famous Ze'iri that we have throughout Shas who did not live at the same time as Ravina. So how could Ze'iri address Ravina and ask him a question or tell him something? That's because we're not talking about the regular Ze'iri. We're talking about Ze'iri of Yehavis. Where is this Rashi, you're wondering? It's another few lines down in the middle of the Yomid, smack in the middle. He was among the earlier ones. Ravina was Soifera. Ravina and Ravashi were the ones that codified the Shas. So Ravina was at the very end of the Amoraic period. Ze'iri was from the early ones in that period. They never met each other. So how could Ze'iri Yehavis speak to Ravina? Because it wasn't Ze'iri. It was Ze'iri Yehavis. So what did he say to Ravina? Atumi Hachamas Yisalah. This that you just said now, that Kshama Yordim, when there's Machilas Avoinus, you learned it from that Pasuk. Anan Miyachamasinullah. We learned it from another Pasuk. It said in the Pasuk, Ah, Tisho Shemaim, the Salach Lachata Samecha. Ah, Tisho Shemaim, the Shemaim will hear. And our Gemara doesn't bring the second half of the Pasuk, but the Pasuk continues on at the end, and we don't have the Torah or Shalim. But Rashi quotes from the second half of the Pasuk, when Asata Motor Al Artsecha, Al Artsecha, that is a tefillah that Shlomo Melech said before Kodesh Baruch Hu, Tishma Shemaim, listen, V'slach L'chatas, go and bring a Slicha and Mechila Avoynos for Archatoyim, and then the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave the rain, B'nasat Motal Artsecha. So we see that Motar comes as a result of Mechilas Avoynos. Omer B'tadcha B'reid Reb Chia, Ish Kfar Akai, Enik Shem Netzarim L'kei Neschaivus and Incho Yisrael Kaloyim. The Kshomim are only stopped, the Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't stop bringing rain, unless Chas V'Shom Neschaivus and Incho Yisrael. Again, this is a euphemistic term, it's referring to Klal Yisrael itself, the Lashon Saginar. Unless Chas V'Shom Klal Yisrael is Chayiv Kaloyim Chuli Levachas, Kaloyim means destruction. Shenemar, how do I know? The Pasuk Tzia Gamchoim Yigzul Meimei Shelig She'oil Chatu. What this Pasuk is telling us is Tzia Gamchoim, both are a lotion of heat, very, very hot. Yigzul, they're going to steal away the Meimei Shelig. That means the precipitation. Whether it means snow or it means Meimei, it means the rain. The Chas V'Shalom, the heat is going to steal those and cause them to evaporate. Why? Because they were chote, they sinned down to Sheol. Sheol, as you know, is one of the names of Gehenna. And so therefore, what the Pasuk is telling us is, when will the heat rob us of the precipitation? We are deserving of going down to the Sheol, to the Gehenna. You brought this limud from that Pasuk that you just quoted. We have another right, and here you don't even have to go to Tanakh. It's in the Pasuk in Chumash that we say every day as part of the Kriyashma. And the next Pasuk, Avadat and Mehera. So why do the two Pesukim go together? Come to tell you, when is there Atziras Kishomim that there is no Motar? then Chas V'Shalom, when we are in the Madreig of Avadat HaMeheira, that we are deserving Chulila of Ibud. You know why the Gshom stop? Because we're not Mekayim the mitzvah of giving Trumas and Maisis in Eretz Yisrael. Where do I see a word about Truma and Maisir in this pasuk? It's Tana de Rishmal. And therefore, says Rashi, the word Tzia is from like a lotion of Tzivoi. Choyim is b'moisachama. The Kodesh Baruch Hu says, the tzia, those mitzvahs that I gave you b'moisachama, what are those mitzvahs? Those are the mitzvahs of being mafish, trumas and maisers from the new tvua, from the new peiros, which you just harvested. But you didn't do it. Yigzalo, you are stealing from the kehanim and from the levim. You're not giving them their trumas and maisers. Oh, as a result, Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to steal from you now the rain that next season it's not going to rain. You got to do your basics. You have to go and give your 2%, 10%, Kehanim Levim. You didn't do that. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, okay, you didn't do your part. I'm not going to do my part. You won't have a crop next year. Because people that talk lashon hara, Shem says the pasuk ruach tzafin tchoylel geshem upanim nizamim lishoin saser. What is this pasuk telling us? The ruach tzafin is going to become a wind from the north. Tchoylel. Rashi says that the word tchoylel comes from the lashon of lo yachel devarei. When a person makes a shmua, he shouldn't make his words chulin. Rashi says the word chulin in this connection means tevatel. You don't go and nullify your words. And here we're not talking about words. Here we're talking about that the Ruach Tzofin is the Chol Geshem. It's going to nullify. It's going to mevatel the Geshem, the rain that was supposed to come. Why? Because the Shein Saser, those are the people that are talking words b'seser. Usually, people that talk Lashon Hara, they go and take him to the court. Did you hear the latest about Mr. Smith? You know what he did, Mr. Smith? He stole from Mr. Jones. So the Mesapa Lashon, they speak b'seser, and that causes Chas V'Shalom to Choyle Geshem. You know why the rain stops? Because the people are azipanim. As his panim means people who are not only chutzpahdik but also brazen in their chutzpah. Shneim etzer the pasuk imnu revivem umalkish lehoya umeitzach isha zoyna hayolach. The reason why Kodesh Baruch Hu is meinea, he refrained from bringing revivem. Revivem means the drops and the drips and the drizzle. Umalkish lehoya yoyro malkish. There was no rains. You know why? Because meitzach isha zoyna hayolach. Because you had the panim, you had the forehead like an isha zoyna. Isha Zoyna obviously is a brazen woman in her activities, and so therefore, because of Aziz Panim, the Chas V'Shalom, there's no rain. V'yom Rav Salam Rav Amnuna, Kodim Sheishle Aziz Panim, Soif Nechshu Baveir. Person who says Aziz Panim, you know that eventually he's going to be Nechshu Baveir. Shenemu Meitzach Isha Zoyna Hayoloch. From that pasuk, Meitzach Isha Zoyna, you have that face, that forehead of an Aziz Panim, then Chas V'Shalom, you're going to engage in Isha Zoyna and in Yone Znus. Rav Nachman says it's worse than that. B'yidusha nechshul ba'aveira. It's not that he will be nechshul in the future. Already in the past he was nechshul. Shnema hoyolach v'leinema yiyolach. It says meitzach isha zoyna. Hoyolach, you already had the zoyna. You already were over the aveira. Not that you will. He might in the future as well. But he's saying that that's already a raya, that if he's an azaz panim, he already engaged in illicit types of activities.
What do you mean by meitzach hoyolach? It means that like a not that he was.
I know this is a drive. This is not the Poshup shot. Saying that person has such a Meitzach, then he's going to be Oseik and Nichshal with an Isha Zayin. Whenever the Gemara uses the term Aveira Stam, it typically is referring to the Aveira of Aroyas. When the Gemara wants to say another type of Aveira, then usually it has a more expressed term for other Aveiras. But Stam, the word Aveira, usually means Aroyas. So the more right, Omer Rabba Bar Avuna Kol Adam Sheish Lo Aziz Panim Mutal Ikreisei Rasha. A person who is an Aziz Panim, you're allowed to call him a Rasha. The why would I have thought otherwise? So Rashi says because there's a pasuk that you're not allowed to call someone a Rasha. If you call somebody a Rasha, then you deserve Malkus. Where is this Rashi? And the Rashi Heyes Ish Sheish Es Panvan Emol Le Rasha Bafan of Einbay Mishal Malkus. So Rashi, it's a little bit further down the Amud, about 10 lines lower than where we are in the Gemara. Hey, Ez Ish. The Gemara is going to quote that pasuk from Mishlei. Hey, Ez Ish, Yesh Poi Aziz Panim. And morally Russia, you're allowed to call Russia before him. Gesundheit, you're allowed to go and say, you're a Russia. Then by Mishon Malkus, can I bring Mishach Skidushin, Mishon Dovrezeh, Bilvod, Mutl Kreis Raja. When you see the person as his fun, you don't know anything else about him. You see the Chutzpin Yak as his fun, you're allowed to call him a Russia. Shinema. Back to the Gemara and Pasuk and Mishlei, hey, he's Ish Russia Bifanov. He is Meiz. Then you're allowed to call him a Russia in his face. You're a Russia. And now, Yitzchak Amar Mutl Sanoi, so you're allowed to go and hate him. Even though normally, says Rashi, you're supposed to love every Eden Klaus of Bahavta Reacha Kamoicha. This person has his Panav, you're allowed to hate. Shinema, said in the Pasuk, the Oiz Panav Yeshuna. Oiz is from a Lashon of strength. However, Rashi points out that here the word Oiz is spelled without a Vav, so it could be read as Eiz Panav. Eiz Panav means that he's an Aziz Panav. Yeshuna normally means will be transformed from a Russian of Shinoi. Here, Altikri Yeshuna, Ella Yisone. And Rashi says, don't read it as a Shin, read it as a Sin. So therefore, instead of the Oiz Panav Yeshuna, it becomes the Eiz Panav Yisone. A person who's as his part of you, allowed to go and hate him. Amrav Katina Enag Shom Netzarim Ela Bishvil Bittul Toiro. The Geshem is stopped because of Bittul Toiro. Shnema Batzaltayim Yimach HaMikorem. Atzaltayim is referring to Bishvil Atzlus. Atzlus means when people are lazy and they don't come to Shiurim and they don't listen and they don't daven. We're talking about learning over here. They don't come to learn. The Bishvil Atzlus Shehoyim B'Yisrael Shvi Oskar Batoiro Nas Sain Shekodesh Baruch Hu Mach. Again, the word Soinishal Kadosh Baruch Hu is a euphemistic term. We mean a Kadosh Baruch Hu himself, Kavi Yochel. Moch means that Kadosh Baruch Hu becomes poor, impoverished, or weak. How do I know that Moch means poor? He's not able to afford all the different Erechim that we have listed in the Torah, the Erechi Eli, depending on the person's gender and the person's age, how much you have to go and give for Erechim. Then you go, and the Bezin has to decide how much this person has to go and pay. So we see Mach means poor. But in this case, it doesn't mean poor in money, it means poor in strength. That Chas V'Shalom Kadosh Baruch Hu is considered to be weak. How do I know the Mekara means a Kadosh Baruch Hu? Shnei Mitzvot in the Pasuk, HaMekara V'mayim Aliyoysa, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu upstairs in the Shemayim, he's Mekara, he puts the water together like in a kiroi, like making a ceiling, making a roof for the mayim upstairs, up above. So we see that the word hamakara is a reference to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, the three words together about atzaltayim, because of the atzlus of Yidden not learning Torah, yimach hamakara Kadosh Baruch Hu, the makara, he's going to yimach, he's going to be weakened and not be able to go and let the water drip down and pour down as part of rain. Rav Yosef and Yochanan, Rav Yosef said, I have another raya. Ve'atali ro oir, boir hu bashchokim, v'ruch ovra batetaren. Ve'atali ro oir. You didn't see or. What or didn't you see? So the more vein or ele toira, shenema kinem mitzvah toira or. Oh, so therefore, oir is called the toira. Boir bashchokim. Rashi said that the word boir is related to the word baheres. We know baheres is one of the forms of negoyim, the blotches, Rashi says Nemorim. Nemorim means spots. And here we're talking about spots not on the wall or on my begodim, spots up in the heavens. You look up in the heavens and you see spots all over. Why would you see spots in the heavens instead of seeing this nice blue sky? Those spots are oven. They are clouds. They are spotting over the horizon, on the heavens, in the sky. Guess what happens to all of those behorois, to all of those spots? They're all blown away by the Ruach over Vitatarein. The Ruach comes, a wind comes and blows them all away, so that there's no more clouds, and therefore there's no more rain. So getting back to the Gemara, look, the Gemara, Yosef Yachav Yatalei Ro'u Oir, you know, because you, Klal Yisrael, didn't see Or. Or means the Oir Taira. Bo'iru Bashchokim, that's why you have the Beheres, you have the clouds up in the Shchokim in the heavens. Ruach Ovran, a Ruach passes, it's a tarim, and blows them all away. So in Oral Torah, Shnei Mishnei Mitzvot. Or, Baruch Bashok. Tani Rogoy Rabbi Shmuel, Afilu Bishoah Shiraki and Nasa Bahirim Bahirim. Ah, so on this Baruch Bashokim, Tarshan Rabbi Shmuel, Afilu Bishoah Shiraki and Nasa Bahirim Bahirim, that there are all of these spots on the horizon, on the sky. Bahirim Talamata, you see that all these clouds are there, ready, willing, and able to go and pour down the ruach of Tarim. The ruach, the wind passes and Tarim and blows them all away. Blows away all of the clouds, and therefore the Gesham on Etzarim. All the reason is because of not learning Torah. The reason why Kadosh Baruch Hu stops being rain is because of the sin of stealing. What does that mean? The avoyin kapayin, because of the chait that people do with their hands, that they go and grab other people's money. Kisa or, then the Kadosh Baruch Hu is machasa the or. Even though before we said or is referring to Torah, here the Gemara is going to dash into the word or means rain. Chomas is a form of stealing, of thievery. So menachomas asher bekapeim in their hands. Bein or elamotar shenema yofetz anan oiroi, that the anonim being of course the clouds, yofetz, they will scatter and shed their or their water. Ah, so what do I see from this? Al kapayim kisa or. It's bavoin kapayin, the ovoin of stealing, the oven of gazel kisor, that causes the geshem to be netzar to stop. So what should you do? Yar v'tvila, if chas v'shom a person stole and it stopped raining, then you should go and do tshuva, bimar v'tvila, go and ask the Kodesh Baruch Hu from the bottom of your heart to go and bring the rain. Shenema v'tzav aleha b'mafkia, v'in pegia ala tvila, Kodesh Baruch Hu will be mitzav the rain to come, b'mafkia, if you go and ask the Kodesh Baruch Hu, you urge, you beseech, you go and daven with great sincerity. So we see that the word pigia is related to the word tefillah.
Right, by Yaakov Avinu.
Exactly. And if I'm not mistaken, the Gemara says, how do we know v'yifka b'mokom means over there tefillah? They bring the right from this pasuk out to sabala l'tivka bi. Because just by the fact that it says v'yifka b'mokom, Parshat Pshat means he came to the place and he met the place. And so how do you know it means tefillah? I believe the Gemara brings this pasuk there. So yeah, in fact, if you look on the left-hand margin, the Impigia Latula, that's Brochus Chavav, that's where the Gemara says in Brochus that Avram was Masak and Tvila Shachris, and Yitzhak and Tvila Mincha, and Yaakov and Marav, and they bring Pesukim for each one. But Yaakov Avram Baboiker, etc.
And then the Shimon asks Rabbi Yeshua as Marav, Rishus Rechayva, and he says Rishus, and then he goes to Rabbi Gamliel, and then the whole rebellion, whole insurrection.
Exactly right. So here we see in that Gemara, Vayivka from this Pasuk, Al Tivkabi. Keha means dull. When it says in the Haggadah, we all think Hakeshinav means go and take your fist and go knock out his teeth. It actually means to blunt his teeth, to dull the teeth. So here in Keha HaBarzel means that the barzel, the iron, has become dull and not as sharp as it usually is. So what does that mean? You look up to the Shemaim and it looks as dull as hard iron, meaning that it hasn't rained in a while. The reason is because people are not doing the Torah, but they're doing the reason why they were not zeicha to ha'oris ponim from klai from the Rabbi Shalom, because they were mekalkel. They did bad. So what should they do? They should go and now ask a Kodesh Baruch Hu with a tefillah that a Kodesh Baruch Hu should berachmanas. This is the end of that same pasuk. In other words, the pasuk begins in kia baz v'ulufanim kikel v'chayolim yigaber v'yisrael hachshir chochma. What does that mean? V'chayolim yigaber means go and have the chayon, it means the troops. Yigaber, they should go and be misgaber, berachmim, go and ask the Kodesh Baruch Hu, just like a troop goes out into war, and he goes with a great might and sincerity, with great
focus,
and with great energy. Same way you have to go and apply yourself to your tefillah, to Kodesh Baruch Hu, you should misgaber, but ask him for rachmanis. Avada would be even better that you shouldn't sin first and then have to ask a Kodesh Baruch Hu for rachmanis, but the yisum hachshir chachma, the chachma would be if you're machshir your masim in advance. We'll stop over here, Rabbi Yisai. Have a wonderful, beautiful Shabbos. Let's see you all Sunday morning.